Siyabonga PJ. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 24th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Liberation War icon Dumiso Dabengwa, who died yesterday in Nairobi, Kenya.
To join our discussion, call us at 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 138-660 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are streaming live on the internet at www.voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, as well as voandevele.com.
Zimbabwe's Liberation War icon Dumiso Dabengwa died on Thursday morning in Nairobi, Kenya, en route from India to Zimbabwe after a long battle with liver disease. Dabengwa's family has reached out to the government for help in repatriating his body. Dr. Dabengwa is one of the pioneer Liberation War guerrillas who included the national hero Meshack Velapi Nxube, Moffat Hadebe, Robson Manyika, Clark Mpofu, Sikwili Nkoli Moyo, and retired Colonel Chinga Dube on the Zapu side.
Dabengwa was born in Matabelele North's Umguza district in 1939. He was part of the joint ZAPU and ANC's Umkhonto weSizwe Strategic Committee that mapped and executed the famous Wangi-Wangi Battle in 1967 that surprised the Rhodesian forces. This joint overall operation was meant to give added military impetus to both the African National Congress, ANC, and ZAPU's broad strategies for liberation. For the ANC, this would achieve the immediate goal of resuscitating the internal struggle by placing trained ANC guerrillas back on South African soil. Nicknamed the Black Russian because of his military training in Russia, Mr. Dabengwa was accused of hiding arms of war, the pretext for the army crackdown, Gugurahundi, in western Zimbabwe that rice groups say it killed 20,000, even more, mostly minority Ndebele people.
If you wish to join the show right now, call us directly on this number, 001-201-619-2077, and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
According to family members, efforts are afoot, blessing to repatriate Mr. Dabengwa's body to Zimbabwe. And we don't know yet whether he will be declared national hero or not, but there is consensus that Mr. Dabengwa is a hero who doesn't require declaration or approval from any political party, really.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not yet clear whether his body will arrive in Bulawayo Saturday or Sunday, but indeed efforts are underway to bring him back home. Some family members flew to Nairobi last night to actually try and finish the paperwork so that the body will be repatriated. Wongu hamawadiwa vachangotibata nasi izwa rekusuwa aponyika iriku batana mukuchema gamba re hondo yerusununguko va Dumiso Dabengwa avakashaya nezuro ku Nairobi, Kenya, vachibva kunorapwa chirwere chechiropa ku India kwavanga vaenda mavhiki apfuura, asi vanenge vakazoramba vachisimbirwa nekurwara. Nasi vanhu vari ku Bulawayo kumba kwavo uko vakaungana vakamirira kuti mutumbi wavo ubve kuNairobi kuKenya uko vakashaikira. Asi vanhu vakawanda munyika sematauriraita mutungamiri apo vari kuwirirana kuti aiwa iri igamba renyika, kunyange hazvo Politburo yeZANU-PF iri kuti ichazogara kana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vadzoka kubva kuSouth Africa kwavaenda kunoona kugadzwa kwemutungamiri wenyika iyi vaCyril Ramaphosa. Mutungamiri.
Yebo, kunjalo Blessing Lee. Chona njani makhaya? Sile themba silithola likahle lamhlanje ke kulolu hlelo, uhlelo lwe-Live Talk, sikhangela imbali kababa uDumiso Dabengwa obengumkhokheli wezaphu owalwa impi yenkululeko endawonye labo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo. Utshonile ubaba uDabengwa izolo, utshonele kwele Kenya vela kwele India lapho abese lachwa khona. Sizwa kuthiwa udliwe ngumkhuhlane wesibindi. Ufikile khona le kwele India kumaviki amabili amathathu edluleyo, kodwa odokotela kabakwazanga ukumphathisa. Ngiyabona umkhuhlane ubusumkhulele. Ngaleyo ndlela utheke esephenduka ekhaya izolo ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla ke wasetshona wasetshonela kwele Kenya. Abantu abanengi bayakhuluma, abanye bathi kumele abekwe eNational Heroes Acre ngoba eliqhawe lamaqhawe empela, asikho isidingo ngokusho kwalabo bantu. Esokuthi uDabengwa kumelelwe ibandla leZANU-PF litsho ukubana uliqhawe kumbe kayisilo qhawe, bathi hayi lanxa engaze ebekwe emalibeni Heroes Acre kumbe egibo lapha aphuma khona kuyafanana nje. Okusalayo i-bottom line is iqhaza alibambayo ekukhululeni ilizwe limenza abe eliqhawe lamaqhawe, and political national political leaders are also weighing in. We have umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa elwaba enkundleni ye Twitter izolo ngemva kokushona kukababa uDabengwa. Uthe yena, "I'm very sorry to hear of the passing of Comrade Dumiso Dabengwa. I had huge respect for Dumiso and his contribution to Zimbabwe. As a liberation fighter, a long-standing minister of home affairs, and as a man, my deepest condolences are with his friends and family at this said time." Ngubaba uMnangagwa ngelo khuluma ukuchona kuka baba uDabengwa. Kuzokuthi ke ubaba uChamisa uNelson Chamisa umkhokhelwe MDC la ulobe enkundleni Twitter kala ngokushona kwaDabengwa, uthe umdala uDumiso Dabengwa was a humble, wise, honest and principled leader, a hero of our liberation struggle. Without peer, he lived a simple life. We don't take it lightly that he endorsed our cause before he left us. We joined the Dabengwa family, a nation, during this said moment. Ube mbonga ke ubaba uDabengwa lapho uChamisa ngoba wamsekela kukhetho olusanda kwedlula. Bless.
I think we are now being joined by Mr. Isaac Mabuka, who is the ZAPU National Chairperson. Mr. Mabuka, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us, and of course, our deepest condolences. Ntunga, maybe you can...
Mr. Mabuka, we understand arrangements are underway to repatriate Mr. Dabengwa's body to Bulawayo. Any update as to when he will be arriving in Bulawayo?
Oh, yes. Just from his house now, there was an announcement made that the body will arrive on Sunday with the early plane that comes from South Africa. I think they say it arrives here at around 7:30. We are appealing to all Zimbabweans who can wake up in the morning to join people who go to the airport. There is no number. You can go. We can go as many as we can to meet our hero and take him to his house.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Mabuka, you wed with the late Dabengwa. Can you just tell us what kind of man he was?
I worked with Dabengwa during the struggle. Really, we did not work together much because he was very high and I was not very low. Of course, I was one of the commanders. Mm-hmm. But during the formation of ZAP, mm-hmm. he is the man who decided that, please, I think we are being cheated. That is the time when he was in ZANU-PF. He said, no, I think we are being cheated. The better thing is we better go back to where we were, whether we win the elections, whether we lose, whether we do what, but let's go back to the name of ZAPU. He was saying that because he was realizing that the word ZAPU and the liberation history of ZAPU was being buried by ZANU-PF purposely. Mm-hmm. That by the time we got to 2007, 2008, it was like a sin to be heard talking about ZAPU because the word ZAPU could not be heard anymore. Mm-hmm. So the history was being buried. So he actually approached several of us, me one of them, some of them, the provincial chairman of Bulawayo, and said, guys, we better go back to the name ZAPU. What do we do? And that is a man who could think. He said, no, when they formed the ZAPU from NDP, the Congress, and what we can do, we can call for a Congress to reform ZAPU again. Okay. He did it. We went on. We had the first meeting, the second meeting, and we prepared for the 2010 Congress, which then brought ZAPU back to where it is today.
Babu Mabuka, ungachasisela abantu kubana njengomuntu wasebenza lo babu Dabengwa okwesikhathi eside kangaka. Vele imaze ngumuntu onjani njalo okuyini elizamkhumbula ngakho?
Ngizachazisa njalo ngesintu ukuthi ubabu Dabengwa ngumuntu wasikhipha emlonyeni wesilwane. Okuthi ngabe kuthiwa kakusidabengwa ufika namhla 2019 ngayo ibaleli ithi ZAPU. Lona ngwalo kuyabe sekungani vele ngeyinye into engazange ibe khona. Abantu bonke abalwa under ZAPU i-history yabo yayifanele ukuthi ngayo sigqitshelwe. Wakunanzelela yena ekuzanupiwe ukuthi hhayi lapho abantu laba sibe sikopha la. Ngoba vele into yonke sokuthiwa ZANU-PF akusela lutho, i-history yethu sirojiwe. Akusela la bantu kusukela amahamba asedadeni kwi-ZAPU ngesikhathi sakhona kwathiwa hhayi kade sakusela ukuthi leyo ngwe-ZAPU lowa ngawangaphi bade kwaphela kwasala kungasela. La maminista kade bekhona basala sebebalutshwana bebeku-ZAPU kwathiwa hhayi akusela nto kuthiwa i-ZAPU sekuyi-ZANU-PF. Wa-approach amadoda amaningi wathi madoda lebo lokhu sesirojwa la i-history sekuyikuphela kwayo. Kungcono sibuyelene ebizweni elithi ZAPU. Kumbe siyawina, kumbe siyaluza, kumbe kuhamba njani. Kodwa asibuyeleni kwenzela ukuthi siqalise ukubhala i-history yabantu bethu lokuthi baqalise ukuthi wona abanye abasakhulayo vele bengasakwazi yona into okuthiwa yi-ZAPU ukuthi kuyini. Besizwa ngani ngokunye okuyinganekwana nje. Into abantu balwayo ngabantu bezana ukuphela.
Mhm. Uyakhuluma ke lapho ubaba uMavuka Limzwile ekhuluma ukuthi isidumbu sika babu Dabengwa siza efika eZimbabwe ngelanga langesonto ekuseni o'clock ngo 7:30. Uchilo ke ukuba na abayabe belekhono abenelisayo linga hamba ke egcekeni lendi zamchina Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo Airport ukuya emhlangabeza.
Of course, Mr. Mabuka, please do stay on the line. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we have dedicated today's program to remembering the life of national icon, Dumiso Dabengwa. Of course, nicknamed the Black Russian during the Liberation War because he was trained in the then Soviet Union as a military strategist. And of course, he excelled in that field. Ntunga, we once spoke to Mr. Dabengwa on this very program after the coup that ousted former President Robert Mugabe in November 2017. And let's take a listen to what he had to say about what was happening back then.
Ms. Mark by Chiwenga, very welcome. Although they come late, but it's better late than never. Some of us saw this as early as 2008, and when we tried to persuade him not to participate in the 2008 elections, everything was manipulated at that Congress, and he still remained in power. I can only say that colleagues in ZANU-PF who refused to back the move that we're taking are the ones to blame. When we put in Makoni to actually challenge that that seat, the candidate of the vice president in 2007, at the Congress in 2007, we didn't get the support, and they went on to confirm him as the candidate. And it's been going on and on. And that's why I say it's welcome that the army has finally decided to step in and ensure that somebody who can come in with clarity and be able to take Zimbabwe out of the quagmire that it is in just now.
The words there of the late Liberation War hero, Dumiso Dabengwa, talking about the military intervention to oust former President Robert Mugabe. Ntungamil.
I like that military intervention. Yeah, limzile ke lapho ubaba uDabengwa ngesikhathi esaphila ikhuluma ngemva kokuhluthunelwa intambo zombuso kukamongameli Robert Mugabe libutho isilaye njalo ekhuluma ngolimi lwesiNdebele asilalele.
There was a bit of a mix-up there, and we want to apologize. But, of course, there are people following us on WhatsApp. We have Richard, no, it's rather on Facebook, Facebook Live. Richard Supiri from Kwekwe, Arguti, may he so rest in peace. Sarah Mazengera, Arguti, Mazengera, Zorrai Murugari Baba. Max Manyika, rest in peace. Kawe Lama Kawe. Lamek Kavia, Arguti will be missed, our great hero. Lizzie Mugova, Arguti watching from Botswana. Wellington Chatendeuka, Arguti always remembered. Richard Karikoga, go well, true son of the soil. Fraser Chicks, Nathan N.R., Arguti, rest in peace, comrade D.D. Dabengwa. Famba Nero, Argutie, give us the number again. The number is, I think you can see it at the bottom of the screen there. But I can.
It's 202 prefix with the code 001-202-465-0318.
Yeah, but it's on the bottom, that yellow strip there. The number is appearing
on the screen, yes.
Payara Chikwengwe, Arguti Baniroa Kanaka, Gabriel Rwadzisai, Arguti Fe, Ndripa Deben, please call me. Ignatius Maranda, Lakmu Arguti Baniroa Kanaka, Mkoma Jonga, Pamwena Mkoma Ntungamili. Nkomo, tinokutendai nechirongwa chamuno tipa zuva nezuva. Ndiri kukuonai ndiri pamoza ku Cabo Delgado. William Shavai arikuti watching from Botswana. Sonwell Chokuru Rama arikuti Manero akanaka. Nicodemus Matariro arikutiwo Manero pamwe na Patricia Sibanda Burawa. Ntunga.
Yeah, besizama ke kumzuzu mbili mtatu esanda kwedlula ukulizwisa ingxoxo esake sabalayo loDabengwa. Kodwa kusuke kwaba le mix up kancane kodwa nansi ke leyo ngxoxo asilalelene.
One threat that you have, and that threat is ZAPU. That threat is Zipra. I'm saying it for the first time. Some people will not know. Ask Mugabe, ask Mnangagwa, ask all those other people that I've mentioned, except Masu and Njuru, who are late. This is what he said. I was the only one who tried to intervene and find out what this army general was saying. And they asked him, do you realize that we are seated right here, literally sitting, next to Mugabe myself, and you are telling the Prime Minister that I am the enemy? And he said, and I asked Mugabe, is this a security brief that we've come to attend? And Mugabe said, can you answer that question?
Ngubaba uDabengwa ke lo uproducer obesitshela ukuthi ubekhuluma ngesiNdebele angazi kumbe isikhiwa kumvalile umfana angazi ukuthi but anyway that was ubaba uDabengwa ke khuluma ngesiNgisi lapho ubekhanya ekhuluma ngokuxabana kwakhe lo mongameli Robert Mugabe osowasuswayo embusweni. Abana ingilizi akhumbula wake wavalelwa kweminyaka emhlanu emine ubaba uDabengwa labo Lookout Masuku. Ubaba Masuku waze wazitshonela, use etshonile yena-ke namhlanje ubaba uDabengwa.
Wonguka hama wadiwa manzwa vamabuka vachitaura hapo kuti vari kutarisira kuti mutumbi wava Dabengwa uchasvika munyika nemusi wesvondo ku Bulawayo. Vari kukurudzira vanhu vose vanokwanisa kuti vaende kunovagamuchira, kunovatambira, kuti vapuwe ruremekedzo rwegamba semunhu akarwira nyika yerusununguko anoremekedzwa zvikuru muZimbabwe yose, mativi mana ose, uye nemuAfrica, nekuti tiri kuona kuti kana kurana South Africa uko vari kuchema zvikuru, nekuti nguva yehondo vaishandawo nemapato akaita sana ANC. Zvikuru kuchikwata chainzi umkondo wesizwe chairwisa icho utongi weupambe pfumi kuSouth Africa kana kuti apartheid. Tungamiri.
Babu Mabuka le kona icingweni. Intsha igenge yanamhlanje le sifundo bani le ufuna isifunde empilweni kababu uDabengwa?
Hayi, abatsha kumele bafunde ukuthi bona uba udalungu ahamba empini esemncane wayesola into eyayisenzakala lucky enough ngesikhathi sangikona kwakuliwa ngezikhalo but kathesi ine-democratic country abatsha kuliwa nge-democracy ngokuvota abatsha bangafunda kudabe ngokuthi anxa into ungayizwisisi kumele lathi silweni ngokuvota nxa kukuthi izinto azihambi kahle njengokubona kwami elizweni lakithi hayi izinto azihambi kahle abantu ngendlela abavota ngayo asikwazi umbe bavota kuhle umbe bavota kubi but hayi ama-results angikhona iwasilethela namhla kulafiweli hayi imali izinto ziyakhwela and we are in a democratic country where the vote must work so abatsha must learn from ndabe ngokuthi wena xa into ungayizwisisi kumele uyilwise ngaleyo ndlela elwiswa ngazona ezo zikhathi kathesi kulwiswana ngevote kabavote bavotele ukuthi izinto zibe right ngoba i-future ngeyabo nxa beyavota bevotele izinto ezingaqondanga izinto ziphambaniseke zibe nje bazasebenza ngaphi abatsha ngingathi kabafunde ukuthi wona nxa ungasolu lutho liyaqoqana lihambe liyovota ngendlela e-right they must learn that from abantu abanjengabodabengwa abaqalisa labo bebancane beqoqana I understand why ngu-treasure oyouth ngesikhathi sakhona ngesikhathi se-NDP sezengumfana but wayehamba ngumdududu langebhasikile ehambe ecollect izimali ebantwini eziphathi labo kumele bayenze njalo bangayenza njalo bavote kuhle ilizwe lakithi lifane lamanye amazwe angxelelene lathi
ubaba Isaac Mabuka ngomgcini sihlalo webandla lezaphu limzwile lapho elixwayisa lina bontanga abasakhulayo emakhaya ukubana kuyini elingakufunda kubaba uDabengwa yena otshone izolo evela kwele India lapho abeselatshwa khona utshonele kwele Kenya. It's 28 minutes past 8 o'clock and this is Live Talk. We are looking at the legacy, life and legacy of the late Dr. Dumiso Dabengwa, the leader of ZAPU.
Mm-hmm. Of course, like Mr. Mabuka clearly said there, he started when he was really young with the NDP. That is way back in the 50s before joining ZAPU. And of course, he was trained in Russia, where he excelled as a military strategist. We just want to take a short break, a few minutes. And Mr. Mabuka, please do stay on the line. And just quickly cross over to Chicago, Ntungamili, where there is the Azim Expo, which kicked off today. And we have our reporter there, Gibbs Dube. Gibbs, how are you doing? Hello, Gibbs.
Hello, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just briefly, tell us about what's happening there.
Yeah, here, Blessing, I'm at the Azim Expo. You know, this year they are holding it at, you know, in Chicago. This is a very big business and entertainment event that is held annually in different cities. So this year, they are here in Chicago, and hopefully it's going to be a big, big event. So what is happening right now, Blessing, is that, you know, there are some people who are coming here at the Hilton Hotel where they are getting some passports while others are registering to participate in the event. Later this evening, there's going to be a business dinner for people that have come for the event. Some people are drawn from, you know, Canada, some from, of course, USA, and maybe they're expecting others from London. I'm not quite sure whether they're going to get all those kind of people. So maybe you can speak briefly to Mr. Anesu Manjengwa. He's with me here. He's the co-founder of Azim Expo. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank
you. Go ahead, Blessing, and pose a question to him.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjengwa, for joining us. Now, just tell us briefly, How different is this year's expo from the ones that you have done before?
Well, it's very different because we always get different people coming in. Every time you have a different dimension of people, we end up with different results. Mm-hmm. So we are marketing for different types of people. We are bringing from Zimbabwe Jazz Signal and Cindy, who is here this afternoon with us already. So they are going to bring in their own set of fans that are going to make the expo quite unique.
Mm-hmm. But how does it benefit the country and Zimbabweans in general?
Well, for starters, we create a platform for the Zimbabweans to come together and exchange business ideas, social ideas, or whatever they want to discuss. So just having the platform put together is a positive approach for the Zimbabweans in the diaspora, because otherwise they don't have a place where they can get together in flesh and exchange ideas.
Ntunga, you want to talk to?
Saga Panevan Wagawandai.
This is the beginning of the expo. It's Friday afternoon. We have a lot of people who are promising to come. Until we see them here, we can't say Varipo, but Varukuya.
Of course, before he goes, Mr. Manjengwa, yes, you are aware that Dr. Dabengwa passed on. How are you going to remember him there?
He passed on this morning or yesterday.
Yesterday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday. We have a full schedule of activities. We will find a way of respectfully honoring him in our activities. We don't want to just rush and do things that may not give enough pride to his legacy. Mm-hmm. So we will sit down as a committee and find a way to best respect him.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjengwa, for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
And we also want to thank Gibbs Dube in Chicago. Of course, Gibbs will keep us updated on what is happening there from today.
Or maybe, blessing, before you go, do you want to talk to Cindy? You know, Cindy is a star, eh?
Okay.
Just for 2 seconds.
Yeah. All right.
Cindy, welcome to the program. So Cindy is here with us, and I think you can see her. She's an upcoming artist. She's quite good, yeah?
Hello, hi. Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Cindy, what are you promising your fans?
Nothing less than fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any new songs that are going to be released at the expo?
Not necessarily released at the expo, but because this is a new audience, there are a lot of new songs that I'm going to perform to this audience. They are going to be new.
Mm-hmm. Please don't burn the house with those fireworks.
I'm sure I don't want to be sued.
Okay, so when is your show?
The show is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so people should be ready to... Is there... are you going to do like a joint one with Jazz Signal or...
Anything is possible. I wouldn't want to preempt the show. I would only want to say to people, come through and let's have fun.
Mm-hmm. No,
and you can tell him that I'm one of the backing vocals. Eh?
Yes, Gibbs is one of my backing vocals.
I don't trust Gibbs' guttural exploits. I'm sure people will be throwing cans on the stage. So, Cindy, please, I advise you, don't try that.
I think Ken's good to add a little drama to the show. A little comic relief wouldn't be bad.
No, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much, Mr. Manjengo, Gibbs Dube, and musician Cindy Munyawi, Ntungabili.
Indeed, those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7, and the program is Live Talk. It's 25 minutes. Before the top of the hour tonight, we are talking about the life and legacy of the legendary Dumiso Dabengwa, who passed away yesterday in Kenya en route back to Zimbabwe while coming from India, where he was receiving medical treatment for a liver ailment. And tonight on the program, we have ZAPU National Chairman, Mr. Isaac Mabuga. Baba Mabuga, ukhona ecingweni?
Ya, ngikhona.
Kundaba ze qhawe lapha ekuthini ubaba uDabengwa liqhawe ubekwa kuphi? Lingaba selilolwazi kukhona elikwazi?
Hayi. Angikwazi kuhle bathi ngokukhuluma kwefamily because imfa iqondana nefamily kakhulu, thina we are there just to assist where necessary. Ngokukhuluma kwefamily ukhanya uzangcwatshwa lapho okungcwatshwa khona abantu bakiwe entabazinduna ne-Saturday ezayo, unless nxa kube nezinye izinto ezizatshintsha. Not Saturday yakusasa, but he will be buried 7 days later. Uzafika ngesonto, I think kuzaba ne-memorial service ezayenziwa phakathi kweviki, I think enxenga kulesihlanu, bese kuyiwa entabazinduna lapha avele ethe ngiyabona ebatshelile ukuthi uzafuna ukungcwatshwa khona. Okobuqhawe hhayi asikwazi, njengoba i-government yiyo ukuthi eyadeclare ukuthi umuntu uliqhawe, ngoba ukungcwatshwa kulandaba ukuthi ungcwatshwe ngaphi. Nxa uliqhawe uliqhawe, nxa abantu abakahulumente bethe hhayi bakubona ngani ungabasapoti kuhle, kumbe bakubona ngani ubuqhawe bakubuyadandakuzeka, hhayi bakushiye ngaphandle. So hhayi, lokhu angeke singene kikho kakhulu. Esikwaziyo yikhona okokukhulunywa yifemily namhla emdandazweni wantambama ukuthi ibhodi izabuya ngesonto. Abantu beZimbabwe abafuna ukuthi bayamhlangabeza ngesonto ekuseni, abalezimota babekelele baye e-airport, siyobuya la siyomchiya lapha afanele asale khona, bese kusiba le program yaphakathi kweviki, angikwazi ukuthi kuyawusenziwani.
Blessing.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Dumiso Dabengwa, who started his fight for liberation in his 20s with the NDP before going to join ZAPU and excelling during the Liberation War, of course, under the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo as a Zipra cadre. He was to be trained in Moscow. That's why he earned the nickname the Black Russian. But of course, after independence, they were problems in Matabeleland that led to what many call a genocide. And many people were killed in Matabeleland and the Midlands province, allegedly by the 5th Brigade. And Mr. Dabengwa was detained for 4 years at Chikurubi Maximum Prison alongside the late General Lookout Masuku, who unfortunately passed on at Parirenyatwa Hospital after that detention, of course. And when the unit accord was signed, that's when, of course, Mr. Dabengwa was to later join the government as the Minister of Home Affairs before moving out to revive ZAPU. Now we are being joined by Mr. Lloyd Musipa, a lawyer and political analyst based in London, who knew Mr. Dabengwa very well, and I can say they spoke on many occasions. Mr. Musipa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
The pleasure is mine.
Ntungamile.
Mr. Msipa, your take. Mr. Dabengwa is no more.
Yes, the big man is no more. The country has lost a hero. We've lost a pillar, the last living pillar of ZAPU, as it originally existed. Dumiso Dabengwa represented security in ZAPU under ZIPRA. If you remember back in the times of struggle, you had ZANU having Emmerson Mnangagwa as the intelligence supremo, Mkhonto we Sizwe having Jacob Zuma as the intelligence supremo, and ZAPU having Mr. Dabengwa as intelligence supremo, known affectionately as the Black Russian. Post-independence, of course, after the Unity Accord, he joined government, as you narrated earlier on. Mm-hmm. But he was to be disappointed by what transpired thereafter. I remember speaking to him, telling me, look, Lloyd, that Unity Accord we signed was not a Unity Accord. It was a surrender accord because we had no choice. We were under fire. We had to do it because our people were getting killed. And as you know, after that, he went on to hold a Congress and withdraw ZAPU from the Unity Accord. And by the time it passed, he was running ZAPU and hoping to revive its fortunes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Musipa, there was one video where he was saying that, he does not know what to tell Tongogara or Lookout Masuku if he dies, about the independence of the country, essentially indicating that he was a broken man. He was not happy with what was happening in Zimbabwe post-independence.
When Lookout Masuku passed on, as you said, after he was released from prison, he was also a broken man. Joshua Nkomo died a broken man. And obviously, as he narrated, he was a broken man because our revolution was fought by all these men. And it's a revolution that lost its way. They did not realize what they fought for. We ended up with a government that did not represent the aspirations of those who went to war. And that darkness continues to haunt us up to today. We go back to many other videos that you may see of this same guy saying that we're here to replace the Ian Smith regime. We were here to rescue Zimbabwe from the Ian Smith regime. But it turns out Zimbabwe actually is the one that needs rescuing from those that that hijacked it. Remember, myself, I was born in ZAPU. We are products of ZAPU. Mm-hmm. Joining ZANU later on was through the Unity Accord. So we found that those who came from ZAPU had certain characteristics. They had a value system which was completely different from those who came from ZANU. Mm-hmm. And that value system continues to this day. And Dumiso Dabengwa represented one of the last pillars of those values, the values of saying power to the people. Remember, Joshua Nkomo always said, power must be given to the people. The power should never be elitist. It should not belong to a few people. It should, the people who are supposed to be the custodians of the power are the citizens of Zimbabwe. So somewhere along we got it wrong. So it's a revolution that lost its way, and he was trying to resuscitate or give it direction, and by the time he passed, he rightfully said he doesn't want to tell those who have passed. What is it we fight for? Because Zimbabwe is a shadow of itself. Mm-hmm. There are so many expectations, positive things we're all looking forward to. Even after this November post 2017, we all were looking at aspirations. We thought the revolution was going to be redirected. But, it continues to be, to be elusive. Mm-hmm. So that is why he would be a broken man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a lawyer and political analyst, Lloyd Msipa. Esi Lobabu Isaac, Mabuga Njalo, Mqinisihlalo Webandla, leZAPU. Baba Mabuga, ikusasa lebandla limi njani lapha njengoba uBaba uDabengwa esekhotheme nje?
Hayi, okwebandla linjalo limile ngoba ibandla lilama-structures any individual osephathini individual uDabengwa engumkhokheli but ama-structures akhona whatever happened to him still leaves the structures intact. So everything ebekufanele kuhambe yena esesekhona, I think kuzaqhubeka according to our constitution.
Mhm, nanzi apana zvichachinja blessing danga ndabvunza vamavuka kuti sezvo vaDabengwa mutungamiri weZAPU vashaya remangwana rebato rakamira sei, saka nzabato isisa about my it's not about my individuals,
mm-hmm.
but on dere vanhu sakanzai ticharamba tichirova ndima tichifambisira bemberi basa rasiwa navadabengwa.
Todzoka kwamuri mukoma Lloyd Tomboti mbichana neshona panyaya yekuti vadabengwa igamba inyaya tingafanira kunge tichitaura nezvayo here?
But Mr. Dabengwa, whether declared or undeclared, a national hero, because he is one of the founding members of ZAPU. In fact, it's not even an issue. I cannot debate. There's no need to discuss anything. Can I kuku wanyima waru nyimiru wakuti semunu angati no inini shunditika mchangano wezanu. Andufara nazvo saka ndapuritsa ZAPU nemavalues ayo out of ZANU taakuendesa kudirection about zvifambe but izvozvo hazvifaniri kumisa kuti vadeclare national hero. It would expect kuti vatadeclare national hero because this presents an opportunity for the current government kuti get rid of that whole shroud of hero status inopuhwa munhu ari within ZANU PF. We need to get a breakaway from that spirit. Munakarwira Zimbabwe doesn't have to be from ZANU. Vakawanda vakarwira Zimbabwe. And I expect the current government to go a step further and bring people like Wana Kenan Banana, hero status there, to do the Heroes Eka, people like Wana Ndavaningi Stole. All those guys are starting to be heroes because of who. My personal difference is about Tongi Wao. Otherwise, the hero status will continue to be meaningless to the people of Zimbabwe.
Ntunga.
Asi hanzi nemabasa vadavengwa vanongoonekwa segamba zvisinei nekuti vavigwa kumarinda Heroes Eka kana kuti havana. Handizvo mukoma Lloyd?
Ndizvozvo. Vadavengwa ihero chero vakavigwa kuntava zvinduna kana kuti vakavigwa kuHarare. Ihero restruggle isi takakura tichichengetwa tichiitwa nechadzi nanhingi navadavengwa. So kwandiri he was a father figure, he was the revolution personified, so to speak. Kwandiri, that's my thinking, my take. And my condolences going to family leaders the current job.
Uya chukubana ubumazi kuhle mpela la sebenza lonke. Kuyini okukodwa okumqoka ozamkhumbula ngakho?
Libuza mina.
Yebo Msipho.
No, mina uba kudumiso dabengwa wa iqawe lamaqawe even ukubotshwa kwabo bangu-2 General Lookout Masuku ukukhipha kwabo ejele ispirit yabo abayiqamulanga continued engumuntu who was courageous, who wanted ukuthi Zimbabwe ilunge. Nakatesi khonapha even during these last elections sambona society the opposition because yena kuye it wasn't ukuthi opposition wayethi ukuthi ilizwe libe right and as things stand senkhangela kathesi embona ukuthi amanye ama-judgments akhe although ezizwe sasingazidlaleli kuye but wayekhulumeqinise sithi mabafana konke lokhu kwenzekayo lokhu siyadlala iZimbabwe ayisozilunge until revolution yethu isifakwe straight. So kimi he was a father, he was a revolutionary and nothing would ever change that. The permanent place is Zimbabwe yena Joshua Nkomo Lookout Masuku wonke uJason Ziyapapa Moyo yigroup yankhona as they operated from Zambia as ZAPU. So that into the I suppose it it had to go new month whether ufake ku Heroes Eka noma bamfake taba zindulo.
It's 10 minutes before the top of the hour.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of National Liberation War icon Dumiso Dabengwa. Kune awo wa chango tibata. Maka terira ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Nasi tirikutaura nezve upenyu wava Dumiso Dabengwa. Gamba renyika vakarwira hondo yerusununguko havana kugumira ipapo nyangwe nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere muna 1980 vakaenderera mberi vachirwira kuti vanhu vose munyika vange vakasununguka vapasango nekuti vashoma ndo vanenge vachidya noriva asi kuti munhu wose akwanise kunge achiwanawo chouviri havana kumira kurwira rusununguko rwevanhu vemuZimbabwe. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Isaac Mabuka, ZAPU National Chairperson, and also Mr. Lloyd Musipa, who is a lawyer and a political analyst. Ntunga.
Anzi tine mtereri parunare va Donald Mambo Mamkoma Doni Ndebe.
Ntunga na Mkoma Blessing, we say.
Aiwa isu tiri nani mkoma Donald
Tere tipe ofungwa zenyu
ndodango titarashikigwa avadharengwa zvinova zviva chaizvo kuti vanhurundu yavo takaiverenga mitongo tatsvagwa panguva yavakaparticipata pane zvakanyanya kuwanda izvo asi pane zvatakazoonawo pavanga vari home affairs minister andava ndandazvagwavo ndandato mikiri yavo yekubuda kwose kwavakazoita muzambiezvo ndoiziva ndati ndo pandofunyaya kuvarumbidza ipapo nokuti vanhu munhu akatokwanisa kutobuda oga vamwe vanozotaura vadzingwa musangano wavo zvinotaura vakuseni vana vari kugare gumbo zvavakaita zviya nokuti vanozotanga kuti zvakazozanibeyange yakashata takazoti sakata miseki nahama dziripi vabuda mumusangano vadhavengwa ndionaso kuti munhu akasiyana nayo nezvakata vasimba makosi kuti ndo vamwana ndingangorumbidza maitora vakaita kuti vakabuda vachiona kuti zvavakagwira handizvo ende vanga vakuda kudzosa zita ravo rezapu no mubata ndiwayo na watakaita ravipa unit akodi chaingoitira kuti vanhu vasapfera but chokwadi chao chacho vakazochiona kuti aa hapana mubata ndiwawanga uripo unit akodi hapana nazvino tinongozoonawo kuti hapana wazochiona
saka kwamuri mukoma Donald kuri kuti ndimi muri kugadza magamba munoti iri gamba renyika
chaizvo kwete renyika asi repasi rezi yange nekuno haringamboviro haridi politi bureu yezanupi kuti igare pasi nokuti magamba tinongoza akangoita samanyanga payapa hadzidi kana kuti vamunangagwa nepoliti bureu vagare pasi tise chitongoona kuti munhu igamba hapana apa hapadi kuti zanupi efu igare pasi
aiwa
saka hapana vadhavengwa hapana kana chisotsi kana kuti kudi nyange vakavavigawo kwavanoda kana kuti vakafanira pana vaushimeni mabhena kana kuti pana vaidhigatekere pataiona vamugabe vachizobuda vachitiza vachienda kune imwe nyika kana pachirigwa munhu wavakanga vasingawirirana hi apa nyange vakadero but zvinongozikamwa kuti vadhavengwa vakaparticipata zvakanyanya chaizvo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda mukoma Blessing
tinotenda zvikuru tunga that's how listener there caller Donald Mamboma in South Africa
Yeah, sibuyele kuwe babu Mabuka. Ngaphandle kokuthi babu Dabengwa ube ngumholi webandla lenu. Kuyini okugodwa okubalulekileyo eliza mkhumbula ngakho?
Nini wonda ukutora neshona manje.
Taura yenyu. Zvese tinosangalisa.
Vadhavengwa vanga vari mutungamiri anoteerera chaizvo. Waiti kana uchitaura navo, woona kuti murume uyu akateerera ari kunzwisisa zvandiri kutaura. Uyezve waive munhu wakuti kana ukataura navo kana vaadvisor vanga vasingakupengeri. Sezvinopenga vamwe vanhu kuti haiwo aita sei hindava vaizokutaurira zvakanaka nakaona kuti vatanga vafunga vasati vataura izvo zvavataura and mostly zvandichavafunga nazvo ndezvokuti pavabvisa zapu kune zano uku ibasa rinoda murume akasimba murume ane chivindi because pataibva payapaya taichaivhini kana vachitaura kuti vanhu vachapera kuurawa futi todzokera futi
ground. As he persisted, Wangar Munwa anoti I, Warren that it is Lagadai, Kanawa Funga Zoguita, Waikuta Raimuita is also.
Kuluma Watawale Kukura Wundi Konapo, do you think this question can be resolved without people like Dabengwa alive and you know, bearing testimony?
I think it may be if some other independent people are involved. You know, you can't be someone who makes a mistake and be the policeman and be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is the commissions that we have that are being monitored, being controlled, being sponsored by the state may not come up with the right resolution. I would have suggested what one of the chiefs suggested, that if they would want, they would have an international commission that will look into what happened, will look into how many people were killed, will look into the DNA so that those people can identify their relatives. They know where they are buried, but they are buried in big numbers, maybe 20 of them, and we need some DNA to find out whose bones are these, are they related, so that they can rebury their people. But the reburials that I understand are going on may not be the solution, because you may take up the bones without any DNA and rebury them decently. You know, it doesn't even show whether it was your father or mother who was part of that. Mm-hmm. So this thing needs possibly an internationally independent, free person who can be part of that. And I know it will be difficult for the guys who are in government now to really produce good results. Really, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Msipa, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm
here. On the same issue, of course, Ntunga asked Mr. Mavuka about the possibility of resolving the issue of Gukra Wunde without the likes of Dumiso Dabengo.
Our own fathers were victims of Gukra Wunde. Our own sekurus. In fact, as far down as Maboleni, Lookout Masuku was my sekuru on my mother's side. So I know Gukra Wunde very well, right? Down to Mabole and down to Lower Kwere Kwesoko. The victims are still there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my uncles at the time, he had a Zefa motor vehicle and the 300 Mombe.
Mm-hmm.
He had a homestead, Yemazengi.
Mm-hmm.
It was burnt down in the Mombe Zagapisi Romdanga. By the time he died, he was a broken man.
Mm-hmm.
His children are still there, and I think Mombe, they only got up to 10 or something.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of Gukra Wunde will not go away from our history until it is resolved. And the resolution would mean going back to the actual victims. My victims are people, because we are a burial certificate, because the parents were considered missing. So the issue of Gukra Wunde is a terrible blot in our history. Personally, in my family, we lost a number of people, so it's not something very far away. I was a young boy when guns were being fired. Until we are very serious about it, we really need to have a serious approach. The conversation.
Thank you, Mr. Msipa. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to thank Mr. Lloyd Msipa, lawyer and political analyst, Mr. Isaac Mavuka, ZAPU National Chairperson. Thanks to our viewers and listeners and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, a Blessing Zulu.
Lami Untunga Milinkomo, Zimbabwe Omuhle, Busuko Buhle.